Islamic Revolution leader urges empowering Iran technologically, economically, and culturally. Iran Foreign Minister calls on international community to stand firm against extremism. And NATO summit sends a warning to Moscow after downplaying Russian peace plan. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, good evening from Tehran. You're watching World News on Jami Jam Newswork. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the top duty of everyone now is making Iran more powerful technologically, economically, and culturally to weigh in the formation process of the New World Order. Ayatollah Khamenei said in a meeting with members of the Assembly of Experts that the country also needs unity and everyone has a duty to support the government. The leader said the current international developments show the current world order founded by the West 70 years ago has weakened both on the ideological and the military and political front. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the West has been trying to gain spiritual domination over other ideological systems, including Islam, by such a slogans as freedom, democracy, human rights, and protecting human beings. The leader said that is now challenged by a growing moral crisis in the West, rooted in the fact that Western slogans and actions clearly clash. Meanwhile, Ayatollah Khamenei said that the Islamic Revolution in Iran showed a nation's resistance can seriously challenge military and political dominion of the U.S., and that experience was repeated in Lebanon's 33-day war and in the three recent wars on Gaza. The leader then said to be ready for taking up a role in the New World Order, the country should become powerful through use of domestic capabilities and foreign potential, stressing supports of Iran constitute its strategic depth both in the region and beyond in parts of Asia and Latin America. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that key elements of power are technology, economy, and culture, with the latter the most significant. Meanwhile, the leader touched on the Western media's massive investment to influence the beliefs of people, saying plans should be implemented to deepen those beliefs. Ayatollah Khamenei also said difference in political taste should not affect national unity, highlighting that while criticism of the government is essential, it should not border on political destruction. The leader concluded that the country is looking at a bright future. At the beginning of the meeting, Second Deputy Chairman of the Assembly of Experts, Ayatollah Mohammad Yazdi, briefed the leader on the recent meeting of the Assembly. He said the experts discussed the need for greater attention to culture and government's focus on economic growth, among other topics. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says extremism is a serious threat for the Middle East and the whole world, and it takes coordination, cooperation and consultation on the international front to confront the dangerous issue. The Iranian top diplomat made the remarks at the end of his visit to Italy, where he held talks with his Italian counterparts and members of the country's Senate. Zarif said the realities on the ground should be clarified for the international community, adding the horrible events taking place in the Middle East and North Africa are not the result of religious and tribal differences. The Iranian foreign minister said the international community should find the realities behind the terror groups committing crimes against humanity in the region. Earlier in a press conference with his Italian counterpart, Zarif urged the international community, including the European Union, to act swiftly against the common threat of extremism. The Italian Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini, in turn, hailed Iran's positive role in the regional challenges, Iraq in particular. Mogherini has been selected as next EU foreign policy chief, also praised Iran's strong will for continuation of nuclear talks with the P5 plus one group, and hoped for settlement of the case before the November deadline. We'll be right back.
Thank you.